Thank you, and greetings, friends.
Gospel by John, chapter 14, verses 21, 23, and 24, contain another great example of the Lord Jesus when he used those wonderful words, I am, showing his character, his characteristics, his position with the Father here in these three verses. In verse 21 we read, in verse 20 we read, at that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. He has already said that he was in the Father, and the Father in him. Now he says, he's adding something now. I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. Now this is tremendous, because here the believer, the true Christian, is given a place in the Lord Jesus Christ and in the Father. And he says also that if ye are in me, and I in you, and so on, then ye shall be loved of my Father. That's verse 21. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and will manifest myself unto him. Unto him. I am in the Father, and ye in me, and I in you. This is wonderful. The relationship of the Father and the Son is here, and the relationship of the Christian in the Lord Jesus Christ and to the Father in him is here made manifest. This is marvelous, that God in heaven sees the believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, and of course, the Lord Jesus Christ and the Son and God Jehovah the Father are one. One in each. He and the Savior, the Son in the Father, and the Father in the Son. They're both one. The Holy Spirit, three, the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, are one. One in three, and three in one. But here's the position of the believer. This is marvelous to believe and to behold and to know that he says, I am in the Father, and ye in me, and I in you. This brings out the truth that he spake elsewhere, that we're bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh. We're made one in Christ Jesus. Positionally, we're seen in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are his body. The church is his body on earth. He the mystical head, the head in the glory in the heavens, and we the mystical body of Christ on earth. Every true believer is in the church, placed there by the Lord Jesus himself, by the Holy Spirit, and we are that mystical body of Christ on earth. He, our risen head, in glory now. So that we're one with him. And so he pronounces this great, I am. I am in the Father, and the Father in me, and I in you. Ye in me, and I in you. Then we can know what he expects of us if we are in him and in the Father. He says, in verse 21, he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and will manifest myself unto him. You see, if we say we're in the Lord Jesus Christ, well then, we're going to be keepers of his word, and of what he wishes us to do, we'll try to do. And all of this is set out in the Word of God. We're not left to our own imagination. We're not left to doctrines and creeds made by man. But we do have the living Word of God that tells us that we are one in Christ, that we are put in the Savior, in the church, by the Savior, the one who said, on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And Paul takes up the same truth in his 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17. If any man be in Christ, ah yes, moment we trust him as Savior, we're placed in Christ, we're placed in his body on earth, the church, so that the whole old hymn writer was verily true when he said, so near, so very near to God, I cannot nearer be, for in the person of his Son, I am as near as he. Doctrinally and positionally, in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, we are as near as he to the Father, because he sees us, the believer, in himself, a part of him, because his church is his. And it says, we are his body on earth, bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh. And so now that we are in Christ, then we manifest that to our fellow man by our life, our walk, our conversation. And in the verse 23, the Lord Jesus says, if a man love me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him, and make our abode with him. If we love the Lord Jesus, then we keep his commandments. In other words, we'll follow his word. Hence, we must read his word. Of course we must, or else we'll not know what we should do or what the Savior wants us to do. But the loveliness of being so near, that nearer we cannot be, for in the person of his Son, we are as near as he. And in the glory to come by and by, the church will occupy the nearest place to the Lord Jesus, the nearest position to him. The church is known as his bride. And we will occupy that marvelous place of nearness to the Lord Jesus during all eternity. Oh, it's wonderful, friends, to see what God has done for those that will trust his Son, that will believe in his Son. Whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And he said then that his Father will come unto us, and he'll come unto us and make our abode with him. In other words, we can have the presence of the Lord with us every day of our lives. The Holy Spirit enters the moment a person trusts Christ. Their sins are gone. The Holy Spirit enters them and indwells them. And Paul could write and say, know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit? Yes, where he dwells. And therefore the Holy Spirit is in us now to enable us to see what the will of God is through the Word of God. For he takes the things of Christ and he reveals them unto us. He takes the Word of God. He teaches us through the Word of God as we read the Holy Word of God and study it for ourselves. The book that's once closed when we're not converted, when we're still in our sins, then the book of God, the Bible, seems to be a closed book. We can't get anything out of it. Of course, because the Bible says it's spiritually discerned. We need the Holy Spirit of God to enable us to grasp the marvelous truths of the Scripture. And now that we trust Christ and we're saved and sanctified and justified and redeemed and all these marvelous things, then the Holy Spirit is in us to lead us and guide us so that we'll do what the Lord wants us to do on earth. We'll be in Him, that close relationship. We'll be living for Him. We'll be serving Him. We'll be respecting Him. We'll have reverence for Him. And we will bow to His holy word so that we can live the fruitful life unto the Lord Jesus Christ. The Father will love Him, oh yes, because we have trusted His Son. Then, and the Father will love us. And the Lord Jesus has shown His love for us in that He died upon the cross of Calvary for us. Oh, my friend, how lovely to know that you're in Christ, in Him forever, through faith in His finished work on the cross, just for you. Have you ever trusted Him for your own self, and to know that the Holy Spirit indwells, to know from the Word of God that you have done what He has asked us to do, to receive Him, to open our hearts to Him, and accept Him as our personal Savior. Father, we thank Thee for the privilege of being near to Thee through the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray that many others will hear the gospel message, and they will trust the Savior also, and be brought into that nearness and closeness of relationship that will be as near as He, the Lord Jesus Himself. Bless our president, our country, and all who are in authority. We pray Thee, Lord, that our government will stand and be righteous among the nations of earth. We pray for all men everywhere. We ask Thy blessing upon them in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen.